Canton fire officials say a home sustained heavy damage when a blaze broke out this afternoon. Around 1 p.m., crews were called to the 600 block of Union Avenue Southwest. They found flames on the rear of the two-story structure. Three people were fleeing the home. One woman was taken to Altman Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A dog died in the flames. The house will likely be torn down. The fire's cause is under investigation. Voters will be asked to support a Stark County Children's Services levy this spring. Commissioners agreed today to put a replacement of the existing 1.4 mil tax on the May 6th ballot. It would remain on the books for 5 years. Officials with Job and Family Services cite rising operating costs. Commissioner Richard Regula says the replacement would raise roughly $18 million per year. The current levy was passed by voters in 2019 and generates about $12.7 million. Commissioners also agreed to advertise for bids for replacement of the Beaumont Avenue Bridge in Tuscarawas Township. The estimated cost is $1 million. The Stark County IT building will undergo a partial renovation. During today's meeting, commissioners approved a resolution for a professional services agreement with Motter and Meadows Architects. The budget will be determined following an assessment. The IT facility is located on 4th Street Northeast in downtown Canton. The work will focus on two floors. Commissioners also acknowledged the filing of an annexation. The City of North Canton plans to annex nearly 3 acres of city-owned property near Wise and Whipple Avenues in Jackson Township. A Franklin County grand jury has indicted a Canton man on a charge of abuse of a corpse. 33-year-old Daryl Carter was arrested in a Canal Winchester home January 16th. The body of 32-year-old Chara Medlock of Canton was found by U.S. Marshals in the home's basement. She had been reported missing to Canton police in mid-December. Carter said he found the body in the home December 9th, but did not report the find, citing his outstanding warrants. He was wanted by the Stark County Sheriff's Office for failure to appear on an assault charge. Carter told Marshals he didn't think it would take that long to find him. Medlock's cause of death has not been released. Carter said she was his ex-girlfriend. A Canton man is behind bars, accused of attacking his sometime girlfriend. 21-year-old Bryant Jones was arrested Tuesday on warrants, charging him with aggravated burglary, kidnapping, domestic violence, strangulation, and rape. Canton police believe he broke into the victim's home while she wasn't there and forced her to stay when she returned. Jones allegedly choked the woman, threw her onto a bed, and sexually assaulted her. He lived with the victim last year. The alleged incidents occurred between Sunday and Monday. Jones was convicted last year of domestic violence involving the same woman. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A Massillon man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to smuggling drugs in checked baggage. 26-year-old William Hartson was sentenced last week to 10 years behind bars by Judge Benita Pearson in Youngstown Federal Court. He also was given 5 years probation. In March 2024, Hartson and 29-year-old Dalvin Rogers of Cleveland flew from Los Angeles to Cleveland. A police dog alerted security personnel to the presence of controlled substances in their baggage. Agents searched the bags and found nearly 17 pounds of cocaine. Rogers pleaded guilty in August to charges of conspiracy and possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. He was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison and 4 years probation. A hazardous waste incinerator in East Liverpool with a checkered past has undergone an upgrade. A new shredder was installed at the facility. Operator Heritage Environmental Services says the device will improve efficiency and address capacity issues. The shredder will reduce the size and homogenize waste before incineration, creating a more consistent feed into the kiln. The incinerator was previously cited for air quality violations and faced lawsuits over emissions. In 2023, it was selected to dispose of contaminated soil from the East Palestine train derailment. The victim of Youngstown's latest homicide has been identified. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 42-year-old Rashawn Graham was pronounced dead Friday after he was found with multiple gunshot wounds at a home on Griselda Avenue on the city's south side. Youngstown police arrested a suspect, 34-year-old Kenneth Carter, 3 days later. He was arraigned today in municipal court on account of complicity to commit murder. An investigation continues. Authorities have shut down a suspected illegal massage parlor in Youngstown. Police and the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force raided a Belmont Avenue address Tuesday. A 54-year-old woman from China was arrested. Jingmei Feng was charged with solicitation and practicing without a license. She was arraigned today in municipal court. WKBN-TV reports Feng told police she got into the U.S. through the Mexican border and became a sex worker in New York State before seeing an ad saying she could make more money by working out of state. An up to $40 million bond issue has been approved for renovations planned for the 50-year-old Kilcolly Center on the Youngstown State University campus. Construction is set to begin in May and to be complete by fall 2027. The $43 million project is to bring changes including updates to lounges, event spaces, and the Chestnut Room. Also planned are expanded dining options, a black box theater for performances, and improved connection to the Andrews Student Recreation and Wellness Center. The Board of Trustees Tuesday approved a resolution to support the bond issue. An Amazon distribution center is coming to Bezetta Township. The project is expected to create 120 full-time jobs. Amazon Amazon purchased the 61 acres at 711 Perkins Jones Road last week. Developer Ambrose Property Group of Indianapolis will also oversee a more than 2,000-foot extension of the public sewer along the roadway. The facility is to cover 169,000 square feet at a cost of $30 million. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.